Hi, I'm Neil Stavem. If you don't have time to listen to a podcast of the full show, here's a short highlight from Connecting Faith.
Over 10 of his family members are currently in prison. He was a self-described monster without a conscience. Yet God did a work of transformation in his life. Here's a Faith Radio highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. We hear the story of John Turnipseed, once a notorious gang leader, now a sought-after speaker and director of the Fathering Center at Urban Ventures in Minneapolis. He spoke about his path to being in ministry and also had some remarkable things to say about forgiveness.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I became a director of Fathering Center not because I needed a job. I had a job. I had a very good job and had a couple of job offers. When I decided to, you know, after a talk with Art, to come to the Fathering Center because that I knew a whole lot about being unfathered. I knew a whole lot about the pain that men would go through, and I had become the first client of the Fathering Center through accidentally being put into a group of men that they were training to be facilitators. I don't think it was accidental now because God does his thing, but all of a sudden I'm in this group of very good men, very good fathers, and they're going to be teaching other fathers, and I got that training also. And I was really a client, and just staying around the Fathering Center, I figured out that that was what I was supposed to do now. That gave me something to do because I had a large hole in my heart about the damage that I had caused in my own kids' children's lives. And I knew that I could talk to other men about the father, being a good father to your kids and a relationship with the Father Jesus. You know, that is what I live for now.
Talk about issues like forgiveness, to give it and to receive it. I mean, you've got a lot of damaged relationships along the way.
Got a lot of damaged relationships. I did a lot of damage to people, and the way, the bigness of Jesus and how he forgave. You know, I was just watching a movie, The Passion of the Christ. I watched it the other night, and just I'm looking at him saying, "How could he forgive?" You know, but that's Jesus. That's how big he is. And I don't have to be as big as Jesus, but the concept of forgiveness I got from how he forgave me and how I felt when I knew Jesus had forgave me, how I felt is the way now I can forgive other people, you know, and how I talk about forgiveness. Jesus was just gave a great example, and it was huge. He forgave the whole world. And so that makes it easier for me to talk to people about forgiveness, because a lot of my men that come to the Fathering Center, that's the shame of the things they've done, and they need forgiveness and someone to understand that.